Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't tell you how excited I am to announce that as of today, the Erie County Jail Management Division has received a much coveted recognition from the New York State Sheriff's Association as being an accredited jail agency. We're equally pleased that the Jail Management Division is joining their partners in both the Police Services Division as well as our Civil Division, which each separately have received their accreditation status. This may not be a program that you're familiar with, but I'd first like to acknowledge the individuals here that made it happen. Superintendent Dina, Captain Hartman, a much missed recently retired but hung on long enough to see at least this baby almost through delivery, Sergeant Lisa Jenkins, and equally important parts, Sergeant Cathcart is our trainer, and RN, it's easy to figure out which is the RN, but Crystal Quinn. An equally important part of this, extremely important part of this, is the New York State Sheriff's Association. I'm here to tell you about the program is the Executive Director of the New York State Sheriff's Association, Mr. Peter Kehoe.
Thank you, Sheriff. It's my great pleasure to be here today on behalf of all the sheriffs of New York State to recognize and honor Sheriff Howard and all the men and women of the Erie County Sheriff's Office on the occasion of accreditation of the Sheriff's Corrections Division. Only half of the state's 62 counties have been able to achieve accreditation, so obviously this is no easy accomplishment and something of which your office should be very proud, Sheriff. And this comes on top, as you mentioned, of civil accreditation and accreditation of the Law Enforcement Division, which Sheriff Howard and his office have also earned from our association and from the New York State Law Enforcement Accreditation Council. When an agency pursues accreditation, it means the agency is pursuing excellence in its profession. And all of these accreditations show that the Erie County Sheriff's Office is constantly in pursuit of excellence. So I bring congratulations to you, Sheriff Howard, and your administration, Superintendent Dina, and all the men and women who work in the Corrections Division for this accreditation, which we honor here today. You know, to my mind, the corrections officers are the unsung heroes of the law enforcement system. They spend a large part of their lives locked up behind bars with some of the worst people in our society. And they must protect us from those people, but they also must protect those people from each other. And they also always have to be mindful that some of the people in their charge are actually innocent. And they also must be mindful that the innocent and the guilty are entitled to safe, humane, respectful treatment when in their charge. It's a tough, unenviable job which we ask these good public servants to perform every day, and we owe them our gratitude for their willingness to do it and to do it right. And here in Erie County, obviously they do it right by this accreditation which we present today. Now, most people are generally familiar with the concept of accreditation, but still one might reasonably ask, why do we bother? How does that benefit the citizens of Erie County? Well, it's not just for bragging rights, although that's a nice position to be in. We think it has many practical and actual positive effects. It improves the operations and performance of the agency. It increases the morale in the agency. The employees know that measured by some objective standard, they are doing an excellent job and that someone has actually taken the time to recognize them for that. It tends to reduce the incidence of lawsuits and liability and reduce insurance costs because of fewer lawsuits and far fewer successful lawsuits. And most importantly, to my mind, it tends to increase the public's confidence in its public institutions. And that is why the Sheriff's Association devotes so much of its time and its resources to our various accreditation programs. As you know, Sheriff, accreditation was not something that was available to you just for the asking. To achieve accreditation, your corrections division had to meet a very stringent set of standards developed by experts in the field of corrections. These standards currently have 166 individual components, and to gain accreditation, your jail operation had to submit to scrutiny by an outside independent board of assessors, which reviewed the agency's operations in detail to ascertain whether or not it met these many demanding standards. And I was very pleased to receive recently a unanimous report from these independent assessors that the Erie County Corrections Facility and staff met and in most cases exceeded all of these standards. So again, congratulations are in order to you, Sheriff, and to your administration, Superintendent Dina, and especially to the men and women of the Erie County Sheriff's Corrections Division for this accomplishment. And I want to say again how pleased I am to have had this opportunity to publicly proclaim the outstanding work being done by your Sheriff's Office here in Erie County and the outstanding work that's been done with the jail in Erie County. And I will ask you, Sheriff, to accept this plaque now in recognition of this outstanding achievement. Sheriff, congratulations.
Mr. Executive Director, we were looking for a way to celebrate our National Sheriff's Week, and nothing could have been better than this with your presence here and this recognition. I do recognize your importance in this, and again, once Sergeant Jenkins decided it was time for her to retire, we pleaded with her to stay to see this see us through this, okay. And all of you are equally responsible with your contributions. But you know I miss you.
Thank you.
You'd be the first person I hand it to for further examination. We expect you may have some questions from us about this or no?
Tell us about the criteria.
I'm sorry?
For the criteria for the accreditation, Sheriff Alvarez. The criteria for the accreditation from the State Sheriff's Association.
The 166 standards, a rough idea of what they are, or you want us to go through the list?
Well, not the list. We only get a minute and a half.
We could probably team do it, unless you're ready,
sure,
right?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Certainly the existence of a policy and procedure manual is a large part of it. I do know from doing assessments myself for police services in other areas that in addition to the having standards that cover each of the different 166, there also has to be documentation of compliance, and that was certainly a large part of Lisa's work.
So several different aspects to it. First of all, we have to look at the management of the facility, the administration of the facility, the staff, the staffing, that the civil service requirements are being met, that policy and procedures which have been developed by corrections above and by correction experts above and beyond that which is required by State Commission of Corrections are being met. Then after we look at the staff and the facility, we look at how are the inmates handled and the use of force against inmates, and is it used only when it's necessary, and when it's used, is it used appropriately? Is it properly reported to the Commission of Corrections as required by law? We check the records management systems and make sure that the records are accurately kept, and certain ones are required to be kept by law and others are required to be kept by our policies as a better step than what the state law actually requires. We look at the admissions and discharge procedures, the security, the supervision, all of these little details that make up the big picture of corrections. And again, I was very happy to see that the Erie County Jail meets or exceeds every one of those standards. Not just standards imposed by the state, but standards which are imposed by our accreditation system, which sets higher standards. They are best practices, not what's the minimally required, but what we recommend is the best practice in the jails.
The transfer of the medical portion of the jail management back to the sheriff from the county was one component of this, and I hadn't yet acknowledged and been glad for another opportunity, but for the cooperation of county government, we couldn't have done this. I think where accreditation hasn't been realized in other counties, it's staff issues and resources, not under the sheriffs, but under the different counties. So the meeting of the staffing mandate was a huge part of this. Without enough people to cover the posts, we didn't have people to take out for training under Sergeant Cathcart. So our staffing levels are appropriate, which allowed us to, again, take people, have opportunities to take people off of their work posts and do to meet the training mandates. So cooperative level throughout the county as well.
Can you speak, Sheriff, regarding perks as a result of the accreditation that Mr. Kehoe mentioned? You get to save on insurance costs. Is there anything else that you get as a perk for being accredited?
Well, it's huge that the county is self-insured, but a minimization or recognition that we do have adopted the model standards, that we are complying, that is certainly an indicator that management has reason to believe or see that we are abiding by these standards. That's huge. An important part in every law enforcement agency is public trust. So where we can have the public say, wait a minute, of course the sheriff is going to tell you how wonderful it is or her agency is, but when we have outside people coming in and evaluating it, the public is more apt to trust it, more apt to accept it. This definitely is not the facility that it was 15 years ago. Again, recognizing the county had something to do with giving us the resources we need to get to that. But back to the issue, when public trust increases, cooperation increases, we have less occurrences where we're expending resources to prove false allegations that they were in fact false, and leaving us with more resources to continue to get additional programs that are good for everyone. So certainly that is huge that we now have focus on going forward and not trying to prove that false allegations from the past, if they existed then, clearly at least that they no longer exist now.
I had several questions. One of them being, is the Sheriff's Association the primary accrediting authority for jails? I'm just curious if there's more than one association, and also whether your association accredits based primarily on documentation, or were there lots of tours and walkthroughs or reviews of incidents here? I guess I'm just a little more curious about that.
So the Sheriff's Association is the only organization that does accreditation of jails, and as to how that's accomplished, we establish independent assessors from other counties, other facilities, or not related in any way to this county, who themselves have been accredited and who are recognized as experts in corrections. They come and review the documentation, for one thing, to make sure that all the policies and procedures are in place. And then they look at the actual operations to see that the policies and procedures which are required to have accreditation are actually followed in the facility. And they look at the condition of the facility. They look at the medical staff, as was mentioned. They look at the kitchen. They look at the facility as a whole to make sure that it meets the standards which have been established by corrections professionals, and not mainly staff of sheriff's offices around New York State, but also we participate in national organizations also that are involved with corrections, and a lot of our ideas and our best policies come from them.
There have been some high-profile deaths at the holding center. Are those things
that you guys also review, or is that not within the parameters that you? We don't investigate the individual deaths, obviously, but we look at the procedures to make sure that the procedures were followed and the procedures for reporting deaths are followed, and cooperation with the state agencies that have the burden of investigating. We see that all of those things are followed because that's the best practice and what's required, recommended and required by our accreditation agency.
Sheriff, you were actively seeking accreditation just at the beginning of this year. What changed? Why is this something that in 2017 you something you wanted to seek?
It was at 2017 that we recognized that we had approached the level where we could pass this. I think it's been established or said already that you don't just ask for this and receive it. We knew what the standards were. We knew what we had to do to get it, and certainly would not have been able to get this before 2017 for reasons already cited, including staffing and training. We're certainly two big parts of this. We couldn't train people, and we didn't have enough people without forced overtime to cover the posts that we had to cover. So the county has cooperated. We have reached staffing levels as recognized at both the state and the federal level. And after meeting the staffing mandate, we then went on to training. So we had to hire the people in order to train them.
And there are some recent reports of your deputies in the Richard Metcalf incident that they weren't trained how to use the spit guard, the spit cover. Is that true? And is that something that changed after that incident? Is that one of the training methods you just brought up?
The issue you're referring to is prior to the accreditation period. And also, I'm sure you're aware, it's pending litigation. And in as much as pending litigation and not wanting to impact the potential jury panel, I won't comment about an incident with pending litigation.
So over what period of time did this accreditation process take place? Like from when to when did this review process, was this review process underway?
Takes place over several months, but the on-site visits may be several days or a week, depending upon the facility. I'm not sure exactly how long the team was here. But the actual review by the assessors takes place over a period of months.
The on-site started in July.
There's an immense amount of paperwork that has to be reviewed by the assessors before they actually do their on-site work.
And do you have any more information regarding
I'm sorry, regarding what?
The cause of death.
Well, we can't talk about that either. Okay. So I think we're all set. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.